Hi, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is essentially a short coaching session where I'm going to give you permission to focus. So what am I talking about? I want to give you a specific lesson that is something that I find to be very common and that I actually have been saying a lot repeatedly in my coaching sessions with my clients recently. And that is the fact that so many of you probably feel overwhelmed. You have a gigantic list of things on your plate. You have so many plates spinning. And you know the cliche, the problem is if you're trying to move 20 different things, you're going to move each one an inch. And if you're going to focus on one, you're going to move it a mile. That's the problem that pretty much everyone is seeing. But looking around, it looks like people are just afraid of saying, I'm going to only be focusing on one or two things. Therefore, today, I want to help you out. I want to do with you something that is going to be very, very helpful. If you actually do what I'm just saying. So I know you might be doing the dishes, driving, whatever, but I have a very short list of steps for you to do. And if you follow along, you're going to get amazing focus. And also, if you have any issues, any problems with this, feel free to just reach out to me. My email is in the show notes, and I'll remind you at the end of the episode. So step number one, start by listing out everything that's on your plate. You know, this is the getting things done basic step if you've ever read anything about personal productivity. Open your notes app, grab a piece of paper and a pen, and just start dumping out everything that's currently rattling around in your brain. Just start listing all of those things out. Once you have that list, you start with basic triage. How many of these things actually need to happen? I'm not talking about, you know, some days, maybes, that sort of stuff. All of the things that are not really needed right now, they're not important and urgent, just cross them off the list. They're not interesting for us right now. You can put that on your maybe list somewhere so you feel like you're not forgetting it, but just let's forget about them for now. Now, looking at what you've got left, I want you to do another pass and critically consider, can you delegate some of these? Or not even delegate, but this isn't even something that truly is your responsibility. You should be, for example, asking the VP of product to do it. As an example, go over these things. Whatever you can delegate, delegate. And if there are things that you're saying, I'm not sure I can delegate it because I'm not sure if they're going to do it well enough, that means that theoretically, this is something that you would like to be able to delegate. And therefore, it means that you should delegate it and maybe coach the person you've delegated it to along the way, but actually move that to them. But I'm hoping that if you're honest with yourself, after letting go of everything in the previous step that doesn't have to happen right now, and after being honest and saying, all right, I can delegate this, that, and the other thing, and ask my colleagues and my peers to do these things, you're going to be left with a shorter list. And shorter list still might be 10 or 5 items, which might be longer than you were hoping for. But now we get to the magic moment. And that is, rather than trying to get all of these things done, rather than focusing on a bunch of things, what I'm giving you now is the permission to focus solely on one, two tops. So choose one or two things, preferably only one, and you're going to be focusing on those either until they're done, if they're important enough, or if they are not that important for a given time frame. Like right now, I want you to commit. You're picking the first two on your list, and you're going to be focusing on them for the next month. All right, so when it comes to February 5th or whatever, you're going to stop. And you're going to put the rest away. I don't care what it is. You're going to say, I'm not touching number 3 and number 4 on my list, for example, until I'm either done with these or until that date comes and I'm done with the first ones, just because I've ran out of time. I'm giving you permission to focus. You can do that. And what seems magical with my clients, and I've worked and talked with people from all over the world, lots and lots of companies of all sizes, and it never fails to surprise me that some people, even co-founders, get this sort of a conception where they think, I cannot allow myself to not do something. I don't have that agency. And you're probably not saying that to yourself that way, but that seems to be the conception, the misconception that you're suffering from. And sometimes all you need is this nudge, an external nudge from someone telling you, you don't have to do that right now. It is perfectly fine to focus on your two top priorities and then move on to the next ones. I'm telling you, you can do that. Now, rather than automatically replying with your knee-jerk reaction of, no, I have to do 3 and 4 and 5 as well right now, don't do that. I'm asking you for a suspension of disbelief. Rather than automatically saying, no, that's impossible, you have my permission to only have those two on your plate for the next month. I've granted you that permission. Think about that for 5 or 10 minutes. Just sit down without anything and consider if you still really think that 3 and 4 have to get done, given the fact that you have this permission and given the fact that you're only allowed to have 2 things in your work in progress, what can you do? What are the other options? Can you maybe delegate these anyway? Can you find a way to buy some more time so they can wait till you finish the other two? And, by all means, if number 3 and 4 are so short, they're going to take you 2 hours and you're going to be done with them. Okay, you can do that before you get to 1 and 2, which are going to take you a month. But other than that, focus on those. We want a very strict capped number of items in progress, because otherwise you're just going to be spreading yourself too thin. We all know you're going to have fires to put out. You're going to have crises. You need to interview people. You need to have a bunch of meetings. You need to reply to your email. You have so many things on your plate anyway. Therefore, when it comes to the stuff that you actually have to push forward, you have to be very focused and precise. Trying to cram too many things on your plate means you're not going to finish any of them. So let's do that. Create the list, triage it, delegate what you can, remove what you can, pick those 1, 2 items that you're going to focus on, and then using the permission I just granted you, make sure that you can commit to those for a specific period of time or until they're done. And if you do that, I promise you're going to get more of these big things on your plate done this year than you used to last year. And that's just one step for you on your way to tripling your impact per engineer. So do that. Any of you who actually follow this exercise, let me know. I love hearing your stories. You can just send me an email saying I've decided to focus on 1 or 2. If you're having a hard time and you need someone to, rubber duck this, just send the list to me. All right? I'm extending this offer free for you. Just send me the list. My email is in the show notes. Always happy to hear from all of you. And thank you to all of you who are sending the positive feedback. Other than that, if you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. And that's it for this week. I'll be here next week. Thank you. Talk to you soon.